Coaching Impact Radio, informative conversation by coaches for coaches with Frankie Dorn and Terry Hayes. Brought to you by Impact Coaching Academy. How would you like to reach a bunch of people? Coach Terry has some great insights for you as we begin today's program.
Hello, coaches. Terry Hayes here, and today we are talking about a couple of very important things on Coaching Impact Radio that I want to bring to your attention. Why? Because your business matters. The impact that you make around the world with your coaching matters. And this is one thing, or two things actually, that you could really use to do that. So there are, I don't know if you know this, you probably heard these statistics, but there are over 40 million people over the age of 65 currently in the United States. The whole planet, in fact, is experiencing a rise in the number of what would be considered retiree age. But here's the funny thing that's happening. They're not retiring. They're not. And why is this important for us coaches? Well, I mean, obviously, there's a huge market for coaching around retirement and, rest of life, best of life, aging dynamics, that sort of thing. But let's just go a little bit bigger than that. So how many of you coach adults? How many of you coach adults who are primarily in the late 40s, 50s into the 60s. Okay. How many of you are coaching adults who are in their late 30s or early 40s? Okay. So if you said yes to any of that, then listen up. This is really important for you, especially. It's really important for you, especially. There, I'll try and say that right that time. You know, I'm a huge advocate of you always having something on your calendar to offer as far as a live event. Now, I don't make no bones about that. I know that many of you really, really, really want to have an online presence. I'm all for online presence for your coaching business. But I really have learned over the last, 13 plus years as a coach myself, that there is a certain amount of isolation that comes when you don't have regular reasons to get out and present to people and connect with people and engage in that physical contact FaceTime piece. So I really encourage you to do it for yourself. But two is, if anything happens to the internet, what are you going to do with your business? not that we're predicting the end of the internet here or anything, although there are certainly some folks who do believe that is coming. But think about it. I mean, if anything happened, if your marketing funnel took a little dip, if Google changes its algorithm again, if Facebook changes its algorithm again, and by the way, both of those are a absolute stone cold certain guarantee, they are both going to change. What are you going to do? You have these little ebbs and these flows and these tidal changes that you have to ride. Well, how awesome would it be to have some sort of a local base, even if it's a tiny part of your business, a local base that helps you stabilize those ebbs and flows or the rise and fall of those waves? I personally have worked with a couple of coach training teams that were solely driven from online connection. And in the last 24 months, Google has made 4 algorithm changes that have literally driven our very normal, robust, healthy traffic flow to ground it to a complete and total halt for a number of days while we scrambled, our tech team scrambled to make the necessary changes to the website, to the SEO optimization, in order to get back in Google's good graces, and around and around and around we go. So valuable, really valuable personally for you to have some sort of local live connection on a regular basis. Good for your skills, good for your psyche, good for your energy. But also good to help you weather some of the oddities and the nuances of having a virtual business. And for some of you, you may really want a completely virtual business, which is very admirable. That's fantastic. Good for you. But right now, you don't have either maybe the tech skills, you don't have the website optimization in place yet. And so oftentimes what happens when that occurs is that business grinds to a total halt. Nothing happens whatsoever. It's all on hold, waiting for the website to go up, the, you know, so on and so forth. So in that interim time, don't lose your momentum. Don't lose your confidence due to kind of lack of practice. Get out there and do something live. And with that thought, I want to introduce you to an idea that could be pretty revolutionary. So let me go back to that big number I shared at the front. 40 million adults over the age of 65, just in the United States. Other countries, because this is an international show, other countries, you have your own statistics. Look them up. You know, Google's a wonderful thing. Google, how many people over the age of 65 are in my country? Find out. Because it's likely to be a pretty significant number. Well, the reason I pull that number up is because there's an organization, an international organization called AARP. And AARP, as many of you know, used to be known as the American Association of Retired Persons, people. But really now what they're very much about is just aging the way that it serves you. It's not about retirement. I mean, yes, they have a very robust and extremely good stockpile of resources to support and empower people in retirement and to help them get ready for retirement. But the truth is more and more and more of the demographic is choosing for reinvention, choosing for new careers, later life careers, that sort of thing. Third chapter, as they say, you know, third chapter transition, third chapter careers. And many of them are becoming entrepreneurs. So it's a changing landscape out there. And I have to give AARP total credit for kind of stepping up with this new program that I'm going to talk to you about and making it so available and really supporting it so positively for their members. So this new program I want to talk to you about is something called Life Reimagined, and you can check it all out at lifereimagined.aarp.org. lifereimagined.aarp.org. It is a really powerful personal development piece that AARP has added in a very succinct and beautiful fashion. People can sign up. It's totally free. It helps guide them through a lot of identifying questions. It's just really wonderful. It's lovely. So why is this relevant to you? You're probably now scratching your head going, but Terry, I don't coach seniors and retirees. And okay, I understand, but listen here. Because anybody who's in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who still has their parents are squarely in this demographic, and they are facing the aging family conversations head on right now. And so this type of thing is super valuable as a resource to bring to your clients that are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who are dealing with their aging parents. That's number one. Number two, some folks you have in their 30s, 40s, and early 50s are planning for their retirement, and the resources over at AARP are not exclusively. You don't have to, like, you know, 100% wait till you're a member before you can avail yourself of so many of the great resources that they offer so generously on their websites. By the way, no, I'm not an affiliate. there's no affiliate connection here. I do happen to, however, have some firsthand knowledge of this because I've actually been speaking with some folks from AARP. And it's that conversation that sparked my wanting to bring this to you. But I'll say more about that here in just a moment. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk just a little bit about how you can start doing something, leveraging the AARP name to powerfully impact your community and your coaching presence and brand. We'll be right back.
Coaching Impact Radio is brought to you by Impact Coaching Academy, offering life coach training and certification in over 20 specialty categories: life, business, couples, health and wellness, and more. Courses can be completed as self-paced study, live teleclasses, or in-person intensives. Just like our radio program, Impact Coaching Academy is by coaches for coaches. Sign up now for your free membership and receive over 30 hours of training and programming worth thousands of dollars, yours to listen to and enjoy, absolutely free. Then set your own path for growth with courses that are starting soon. Check the calendar to see the current offerings. Impact Coaching Academy. Be a part of the impact at impactcoachingacademy.com.
All righty. So, AARP has launched Life Reimagined at lifereimagined.aarp.org. And that's what we're talking about in relationship to all of the reasons that this is something significant every coach out there should pay attention to. So we talked already about the clients that are currently in your marketing funnel or currently that are on your books as paying clients that are having their parents in this demographic. We've talked about the people who are in your marketing funnel or currently on your books as a client who are planning for their retirement, planning for their later life. Some real compelling conversation there. And the other piece is you may actually have some people who are 55 and up. Right? We all have lots of mature adults in our practices, except for those of us, you know, that are working with teens and young families and that sort of thing. But adults who are 55 plus, who are looking at life differently. They're going through a significant transition. Maybe it's a transition because of the fruition of their dreams. Maybe it's a transition because of retirement. Maybe it's totally age related. Could even be related to financial circumstances, career changes, whether they're chosen or sort of put upon them, health issues, both for the positive and the negative. All sorts of reasons that folks in the 55 and up demographic might be facing some significant life transitions. Well, here's the thing. This Life Reimagined program is being offered to, they're offering facilitator training right now for free with AARP. So all you coaches that are listening right now, think about this for a second. You can get in contact with your local AARP office or your state AARP office. Again, all you have to do is, you know, look yours up. I know mine's down in Seattle in Washington, and I'm currently in North Carolina, and it's over here in Raleigh. Get information from the state office about the next Life Reimagined training that they're giving. And then hotfoot it on over there and become a Life Reimagined facilitator. I believe it's like 2 days. It's 2 days worth of training and it's free. So for all you coaches that are, you know, oh, I don't have a program and oh, I'm waiting for my website. No, I don't know where to start. Oh my gosh, is this an opportunity knocking or what? Head on over there, get trained in the Life Reimagined conversation, become a facilitator and start facilitating conversations in your local community around Life Reimagined. The only thing you can possibly gain from it is more exposure, more practice, more connection, and the power that comes from leveraging the AARP name and brand. I mean, how succinctly awesome to add to your credit and resume that you are an AARP Life Reimagined facilitator and that you're out there having these conversations. Now, this doesn't mean, again, I really want you to really focus in on this. This does not mean that you have to change your niche or give up your specialty or change hats or any of those sorts of things, because the reality of the Life Reimagined program, their whole philosophy is a new you within reach. That's it. It's a new you. It's about the individual, right? The individual discovering more about themselves and then building a life oriented around that discovery. So the offshoot coaching opportunities, the opportunity to invite some of your facilitated conversation attendees to sign up for your newsletter, attend your group coaching, your one-on-one coaching, any number of things. Possibilities are infinite. Because yes, in that demographic, in the 55 plus, there's going to be someone who's dealing with a career change. And so career coaches, you're right on target. There's going to be someone who's dealing with divorce or a second or third marriage. There's going to be someone dealing with empty nesting. There's somebody who's going to be dealing with health issues. There's going to be somebody who's dealing with reconnecting to dreams and passions that they've let go. And I could go on and on and on. Why? Because the group over 55 is just blowing everybody's mind. They are not just a bunch of retirees. They're a vibrant, just wonderful group of people who are looking to do exciting things in their lives and to make the rest of their lives the best of their lives, to really stretch themselves. Not only that, but there's something else I kind of want to share. So the programs within the Life Reimagined the sub-programs within the main program are being are absolutely put together by some amazing people. So Harville Hendricks, Helen LaKelly Hunt, all about relationships, Patricia Moreno about work, Richard Leader about well-being. There's all these sub, like micro programs within the context of the big program. How awesome to be able to start paying attention to those and helping facilitate people who might be going through those programs on their own, because it is all self-guided. But they're looking for a little greater connection. They're looking for somewhere to go to expand the conversation, to get a little help, to make it a little more personal. Again, really kind of want you to follow with me. As a AARP, Life Reimagined facilitator, you are placing yourself, positioning yourself to emerge right in a flow of potential clients, flow of potential service, flow of potential, well, the impact of your coaching is going to be just magnified through the roof if you take advantage of this. So I am urging all coaches, every one of you that ever listens to this, whether you listen to it immediately after our broadcast, during our broadcast, or a year from now, head on over to lifereimagined.aarp.org and check it out. And then get a hold of, sign up and do it yourself. I don't care how old you are. Sign up and do it yourself. You can get it. You don't have to be 55 and over. You can get the Life Reimagined kind of initial materials. So check it out for yourself. Then look at it in context to the business empire that you're building for yourself. Do you, and this is kind of the other piece to the conversation, because obviously I'm really excited about this AARP thing and I want to share that with you, but I really want you to look at it in context to the coaching empire that you're building, because I really do encourage you to consider having a permanent habit of engaging and facilitating in some live local presentations. And this could be one that really fits the bill for you. So contact your state AARP office and head on over there and get yourself into their next Life Reimagined facilitator training weekend or two, couple of days, whatever it is. I know the one here in Raleigh, it's coming up in early July, and it's like a Wednesday, Thursday. So every state is offering them. Just check it out. Don't miss the opportunity to increase your impact, increase your bottom line, increase your brand, increase your skills by overlooking an opportunity like this. And by all means, we want to hear about how it works out for you. We want to hear about your success stories. This is not a one-way dialogue. This is a by coaches, for coaches, about coaching and coaches radio program. So please let us know. Please let us know what you're doing. You've got an event coming up. Let us know. We'll plug it. You want to talk about how great it was or how it's impacting your business or have a conversation about how to take it to the next level and really leverage all of the things that are at your disposal, just let us know. We'll bring that to conversation as well. Because again, our main focus is and all has it has been and always will be to make sure that your success is as well structured as it possibly can be. So I want to kind of put those things out there. Now, one final little caveat, little subject change here, something else I want to share, and that is about continuing education and or slash certification. I read an interesting post on a LinkedIn group today about somebody who posted and said, hey, I'm really not interested in getting any formal coach training. So without it, how do you recommend I gain confidence and market myself? And what was interesting is I was reading through some of the responses, and of course, all of the people who are kind of against formalized coach training jumped on there. And there was even a couple of people who very pointedly put in their commentary, hey, I just woke up one day and decided I was going to be a coach, and I just started doing it, and it's worked out great for me. So go for it. So here's what I really want to bring to the conversation. I absolutely believe 100% that you do not need certification depending on the niche market and the volume of business that you're planning on doing. So if you're coaching housewives in Iowa and having 18 or 20 clients on a regular basis is your ideal, the odds are you might never be asked about your certification. And if you are asked about your certification, it is very likely that it would sound like this. Are you certified? And then you say, why, yes, I am. And then they say, well, that's great. End of conversation. So I say this from personal experience. I have been in the business, like I said, 13 plus years. I have trained well over 1,000 coaches. I can tell you that in many niche markets, it is still relatively uncommon that we're being asked anything about certification. And if we are, it's really, are you certified? Yes, I am. Now, that said, I am fully aware there are segments of the kind of overall niche markets out there where it is essential for you to have your certification. I encourage you to be sensitive to that if you're going after that market. In certain parts of the world, there's a much greater importance on certification than there is in others. So pay attention to that. And certainly do your due diligence and go ahead and get yourself trained, get your certification. But get the certification that has meaning to you and meaning to your specific niche. So make sure that it's a good fit for you on both levels. But for those of you who really are contemplating, you know, I'm going to go it without the training, or I'm going to do this kind of bare bones minimum training, I do not want you to be in shame. I want you to be confident. I want you to be great coaches. And I want you to also, as you develop your career and as you move forward, make sure that you get as much continuing education as you can, to keep getting better, to keep getting, you know, sharpen that knife edge, get it sharper and sharper and sharper. Here's why. Is because in every accredited coach training program, in every accredited coach training program I am aware of, and I am aware of a lot, it is required that coaches begin coaching relatively early in the program. Why? Because experience is the greatest thing that a coach can have. Experience with feeling themselves in the coaching conversation, navigating, getting out of their own way, being clear about who they're going to show up as in life and how that translates to what they bring to their clients, and the confidence of producing positive results in people's lives. It is far more likely that your confidence will expand after having 25 coaching sessions than after studying coaching for 25 hours. That's not to say that there isn't value in studying. Please do not misinterpret what I'm saying. But confidence comes from the body. It comes from experience. It doesn't come from brain. It comes from the body. Like you can think about and study cooking your first Thanksgiving dinner from every angle. You can study it and study it and study it and study it. But you won't really have confidence with it until your hands and your body and your nose and all the pieces get involved. And you go, that's what that smells like. And this is what that feels like. And that you've done it a few times. So for those of you who are contemplating, maybe I'm not going to go the certification route, I endorse that. I endorse you. You know, not that you need my permission by any stretch of the imagination, but I get it. I do. I totally get it. But I'm going to encourage you to be smart about it. Be really, really smart about it. Make sure you know what the code of ethics is from the ICF, from the IAC, from two or three different organizations that may cross-represent over your niche market. Make sure that you understand on some fundamental level what the competencies are, what the masteries are. Again, ICF and IAC both make those readily available on their websites for you to self-study. I really encourage that you do that. And if you're making a full-on career transition, this is where you're going to be for the rest of your career or this next, you know, chapter or so. After you get going, keep that knife sharp by staying in with continuing education and maybe going ahead and putting certification on your radar for further down the road. But I don't want coaches to think for 1 second that certification gives you permission to go coach or that you need it 100% of the time and therefore everything has to wait until you achieve it. It's actually quite the opposite. You've heard me probably say this before, but in our industry, certification, and I'm not talking about intellectual property certification, like where you're certified to use someone's intellectual property. I'm talking about the certification of your skill. So the certification actually comes on the heels of you being successful. You know, the ICF criteria is that you have to have, let's say for your PCC designation, that's professional certified coach. For your PCC designation, you have to have already coached 750 hours and taken, you know, a healthy amount of training. But if you look at the numbers compared to, you know, experience versus training, you'll find that it's 3+ times as many coaching hours that you have to already completed, with the vast majority of those paid and or bartered before you earn the certification. So it's not here, let me get you the certification, now go coach. It's congratulations, you've accomplished. You've already been coaching and you're still coaching. So we're acknowledging your success. That's exactly the feel and the energy of it. So the reason I share that is because we're talking about becoming Life Reimagined facilitators and getting out there. And I know that one of the little hangups been in the back of a lot of coaches' minds. I know how you think out there, coaches. I do. Is, oh, but you know, I have to finish my training. Oh, I have to finish, get my certification. And to a large extent, that is a very personal decision that has to be considered directly in alignment to the vision you have for yourself and what type of business you're building. But you can right now, regardless of what stage you are in your certification, regardless of what stage you are, whether you're not going to go for certification, you can go get trained immediately in the IAC Masteries. Go to their website. Pay $27, get the ebook, or just print out right there. There's like the masteries are right there on the website. Go check them out. Go to the ICF, get the core competencies, download those, start studying them, start, you know, become an ICF member, become an IAC member, start going to chapter meetings, start hanging out with coaches who talk about it all the time. Talk about the competencies and the masteries and all the other criteria from the different organizations that cross over your specialty niche. And head on over to AARP. Head on over there. Check out the Life Reimagined program. So a couple little things to talk about today. Obviously, like I said, Life Reimagined, but also this piece about the little debate around certification. So I hope my message maybe touched someone and gave you a little bit of clarity and a little bit of motivation to do a little bit more, a little bit better in your business and in your coaching practice starting right now. And we'll be talking about more interesting things in our next segment. Take care, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today. There's more exciting conversation by coaches for coaches 1 week from today with Frankie Dorn and Terry Hayes. Coaching Impact Radio is brought to you by Impact Coaching Academy. Experience ICA with over 30 hours of complimentary materials, then chart your own specific training plan at impactcoachingacademy.com. And of course, join us and access the growing archive of programs at coachingimpactradio.com. Join us next week, same time and place, as we continue the coaching conversation. I'm Vince Hayes. Bye-bye, everyone.